and other factors. Not available in all states.
This show furnished by Boulevard Realty and DBA TBG Homes.
You're listening to The Real Estate Zone, the show that teaches you everything you need to know about real estate. If you're a homeowner thinking about selling your home, considering purchasing a home, interested in real estate finance or real estate investment, this is the show for you. We're a live one-hour real estate roundtable discussing everything real estate related. No topic is off limits. The Real Estate Zone is hosted by Danny Batsalkin, one of the highest producing real estate brokers in Southern California. Danny, who is also a former real estate attorney, leads a top producing real estate team and has developed a strong following as a well-known real estate expert, speaker, and trainer. The Real Estate Zone is sponsored by Movement Mortgage, one of the nation's fastest growing and most reliable mortgage companies. So get your phones ready and call us now with all of your real estate questions. 800-ABC-KABC, 800-222-5222. And now, here's your host of Real Estate Zone Radio, Danny Batsalkin.
Good morning, Southern California. I am Danny Batsalkin with TBG Homes, Keller Williams Realty, and I am so excited. We have such an amazing show for you today here on The Real Estate Zone. We're talking about all things real estate, whether you're looking to buy a home, sell a home.
My speakers just went out.
Invest in real estate, or
invest in real estate. I can't hear a thing.
Here we go. We're talking about real estate. We got special guest Justin Crane today, money strategist and financial manager, and officially not a best-selling author. There you go. That's what you wanted to hear. So here we go, guys. We have a really special show today. We're going to have a lot of fun talking about real estate today and all things related to that. And of course, we have, as always, to my right from TBG Homes in Calabasas, we got Goldie Vidani. I guess our music's just going to keep rolling the whole show. I think we're having some technical difficulties here in the studio. Goalie, try that one more time because I couldn't hear you there.
Can you hear me now? There I go.
Now we're all set.
We're good now.
All right, new studio. We got technical difficulties. Justin's like, where am I? So Frank, now we're all good. Dino, we're good. Cal, we're good. Here we go. Let's kind of restart that thing up again. Here we go. So we got Justin Crane here today. Justin, welcome to the show. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So folks, if you have financial questions, Justin's here the whole hour hanging out with us. He is a money strategist, a financial planner, and he's written a book on all things money, how to keep it, how to save it, how to invest it. We're going to be talking about all of those things related to real estate. If you want to buy real estate, sell real estate, refinance real estate, or anything else with mortgages, we are here for you for the whole hour. We are your live number one call-in radio show. If you have any questions for us or for Justin, give us a call at 1-800-222-5222. That's 800-ABC-KABC, 1-800-222-5222. And on the lines, calling in our favorite mortgage lender in the whole world, of course, from Movement Mortgage, the fastest growing company in the world, Ramey Michke. Ramey, good morning.
Good morning, you guys. How are you?
We're doing well now that we got all of our technical glitches out of the way.
It's okay. It builds character, kind of like my mustache in the ninth grade. It's fine. We're good.
That's pretty funny, Goalie. What's up, Ramey? How's it going?
Not a whole lot. Things are good out here on the East Coast. I hear you guys are getting some rain.
We are. We're like double the normal amount of rain right now in LA, which is very exciting.
That's a good thing.
And I got to tell you, even though it's raining, people are buying and selling homes all the time, even when it rains. So it's exciting.
Yeah. I feel like that's something I really used to enjoy. Like on a rainy Saturday, I would take Kevin and we would like just go look for open houses. You know, I don't know. It just kind of seemed like an appropriate thing to do.
Oh, that's cool, because I just want to lay on my couch and do nothing and watch football. But
cool.
That's cool.
I can do that too on a Sunday.
So, folks, Ramey is with Movement Mortgage, of course, the only mortgage company that we trust here at the Real Estate Zone because they underwrite your files up front. They have the proprietary 671 program. You never have to worry that your loan is going to have problems at the end. I've told you so many horror stories how transactions fall apart at the end or get delayed, and it's always, almost always, because of terrible lenders. And Movement Mortgage totally solved that problem. Justin, you'll love this. They totally solved that problem by underwriting the files up front so that at the end there are never any issues. So, Ramey, talk to us. What's happening in mortgage? Give us our Movement Mortgage Minute.
Well, you know, Danny, I know you've had some horror stories recently. And, Goalie, I reached out to you on this horror story.
Yes.
A friend of mine. This one is literally, this is probably the worst I've really ever heard. I have a friend of mine. He went into escrow in October. And the lender could not perform. They were dragging their feet. And so now, you know, we're almost near the end of January. And just last week, the lender officially said, you are denied. We cannot do this loan. We do not have any options for you. And at this point, you know, considering they went into escrow in October, and this is now the end of January, pretty much, contingencies have been released, and he is fully losing his earnest money deposit. And I kept screaming at him, why didn't you call me before this? You know, like, I could have looked at this for you before. Because exactly what you're saying, I could have given him an answer right away. Our underwriters work so fast, they're so diligent, and they want to do what's right for the customers.
So basically what happened is that they removed contingencies and the lender told them that they are 100% approved and underwritten and then said that they're not?
Correct.
Oh my gosh.
This happens all the time though. Yeah. It's so terrible and I feel so bad for the buyers and the sellers. Well, you know, the agents, everyone works so hard. And then at the end of the day, they say, sorry, you can't get that. This happens all the time, you guys. This is why I every day I tell some agent or a buyer or a seller, you have to use Movement Mortgage because this kind of stuff doesn't happen. You don't get these horror stories when you use Movement Mortgage. It doesn't happen. So if you want to talk to Ramey, by the way, give us a call here at 1-800-222-5222. That's 800-ABC-KABC. Ramey, I'd love for you to tell our listeners a little bit more about the 671 program and how that works and why this does not happen when you work with Movement Mortgage.
Yeah, you know, I just think it all stems around from, you know, our mission is to love people, and we want to give you an answer as quick as we can. So when you come to us and we collect all of your documentation, we're going to put together a scenario that we think works best for you, and we're going to turn it into underwriting first, and we're going to have a live underwriter review all that paperwork and issue a loan commitment. And our underwriters, you know, they have a goal to review it all within 6 hours. Which is amazing. You know, in most companies, underwriters can take days or weeks. So our underwriters look at it pretty much same day kind of scenario. And then our processors have 7 days to collect any conditions so that anything that the underwriter asks us for, we're going to get it really, really quick to send it back to the underwriter to review. So within 7 days. And then our closers have 1 day to kind of review the package and get instructions out to the closing agent. And so you can sign docs. But that's our 671.
And by the way, Ramey, let's go from horror story to fantastic, awesome story. We had a client on our team this week that wanted to put in an offer on a property, and they had been working with a lender in the past that was a friend of theirs, and this was a multiple offer situation. And on Monday, this property had about 6 offers on it. And on Monday, we had this client talk to Movement Mortgage. At 8 p.m., they got all their documents over to you guys at Movement. And the next day, by 2 o'clock, you guys had fully underwritten the file and issued a loan commitment. What that allowed us to do is submit an offer without a loan contingency, which is pretty much like an all cash offer, okay, for this property. They didn't get the house because someone overbid them by a ton, but that's not the point. They submitted an offer that essentially is an all cash offer because of you guys at Movement Mortgage, and they're going to get the next property for that same reason. So good stuff, Ramey. That's why we love what you guys do over at Movement.
Thank you. And we love working with you.
That's right. That's right. So we got lots of good stuff coming up. By the way, Ramey, a lot of people have asked, you know, since the election, it seems like interest rates have come up about a point or so. What are your thoughts on that? Where do you see that going here in the coming months? And what should buyers and what should people be doing about that if they're concerned?
Yeah, rates definitely are kind of trending upwards. We had a little bit of a spike this week, just a little one. But, you know, I feel like I say this all the time. We tick up and then we kind of tick down. So we're always in flux, but we are trending in the upward direction. And I kind of feel like we need to create a little bit of urgency here because things are going to be changing this year. So last week we talked about the Department of Housing and Urban Development had announced that they were cutting back the mortgage insurance premiums for those FHA buyers. And yesterday, right after the inauguration, the administration announced they were suspending that cut. So that cut's no longer eligible for people right now. The new administration wants to kind of evaluate it. So, you know, that little bit of good news we got already kind of suspended. So things are going to be changing aggressively and quickly over the next 12 months and over the next couple of years. So if you're anywhere in the market, you need to start speaking to someone right away and get information and be willing to acknowledge that things are going to be changing constantly. So you have to act now.
Yeah, good stuff, Raimi. I did see that President Trump, big friend of the Real Estate Zone, as everyone knows, did that yesterday. Goalie's not smiling. So folks, we're going to take a break, but when we come back, I'm so excited. We're going to talk to Justin Crane, financial manager, financial planner, and money strategist. He's going to answer some awesome questions for us. I looked on his website last night, and I have these questions I want to know, but check out these questions. How can I create a spending and savings plan that I can actually stick to, and where does all of my money go? If you have those questions and more, stick around and come on back, because Justin is going to answer those, and if you want to ask him live, just call us at 1-800-222-5222. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back on the Real Estate Zone on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Who's this?
Our favorite afternoon talk show host.
Coming up on The Next Drive Home with Jillian Barbary and John Phillips, everything you want to know about the inauguration and more.
That's right. I just purchased Kellyanne Conway's marching band outfit. It's only $5,000.
Live and local right after Dr. Drew and Mike Catherwood right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Hi, I'm Danny Batsalkin. I'm a realtor with TBG Homes at Keller Williams Realty and the host of the Real Estate Zone radio show right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC on Saturday mornings. I've got a system called the hassle-free listing. I offer flexible fees, and if you're not happy, you can fire me. Mind you, I think you'll be happy because my average time for selling a house is 31 days faster than the market average, and most of them sell for 99.2% or more of the list price. Now, I'm not trying to brag. I'm applying for a job. I want to be your realtor. Fact, my team and I personally sell over 19 times as many homes as the average agent. That's a house every 4 days. Find out why. For a free, no-obligation information packet, call anytime, 1-800-358-7563. That's 800-358-7563, 1-800-358-7563, or visit SoCalHassleFreeListing.com. That's SoCalHassleFreeListing.com. Flexible fees, no upfront costs, cancel anytime, the hassle-free listing. Don't sell your home until you call for my free information package, 800-358-7563, 800-358-7563, 1-800-358-7563, or visit SoCalHassleFreeListing.com.
Danny Batsalkin, Keller Williams Realty, California BRE number 01421366.
Good morning, Uncle Bubba. I made breakfast if you're hungry.
Thanks, Jose. Looks better than this pocket donut I was chomping on yesterday. Heading out for another day unclogging drains for $99.
Yes, lots of fun clogging. But this time of year, we start getting a lot of heating jobs as well.
Heating? You smell good plumbers at Mike Diamond do that, too?
Oh, yeah. Wall and floor furnaces, gravity furnaces, forced air furnaces, and heat pumps.
Huh. Maybe I should add heating to Stinky's Router Services.
Could you get to most calls within an hour?
Absolutely not.
Could you do repairs on the spot without having to make another trip for parts?
No way, Jose!
I wouldn't do it, Uncle Bubba. Nobody wants inconvenient heating repair from Stinky when they can have convenient heating repair from a smell good plumber.
This is Mike Diamond, and I guarantee my plumber will show up on time and smell good, or your house call is free.
Having an issue with your heat? Call a smell good plumber at Mike Diamond at 1-800-446-MIKE. Contractor license number 399-170.
My blinds were so ugly, I hung up drapes just to hide them. Finally, I got new ones, and they're stunning thanks to Blinds.com. The prices, selection, and quality are amazing. Shipping is free, and the professional designers gave me a free online design
consultation,
helping me pick, measure, and install the perfect blinds for every room.
Now through January 31st, get 20% off everything at Blinds.com with promo code HOME. That's Blinds.com promo code HOME for 20% off your entire order. Rules and restrictions apply.
Filing your taxes alone might sound fast, but with Jackson Hewitt, you could get money today. This year, the IRS announced delayed refunds. But at Jackson Hewitt, you could get an express refund advance of up to $1,300, 0% APR loan. Can't get that online. Only with Jackson Hewitt. Stop by your local Jackson Hewitt today. Express refund advance is an optional tax refund-related loan provided by MetaBank. It is not the actual tax refund. Tax returns may be filed electronically without applying for this loan. $200 to $1,300 with income verification. Availability and loan amounts are subject to certain conditions and locations. Visit JacksonHewitt.com for details.
Choosy Moms choose Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Ah, crackling rosy, get on board.
You're listening.
listening to The Real Estate Zone with Danny Batsalkin, the place to get live expert advice on real estate finance, and real estate investments. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-ABC-KABC. That's 800-222-5222.
Good morning and welcome back to The Real Estate Zone, live on Talk Radio 790 KABC. There you go, Frank, bringing us in with some Neil Diamond. I love it. Thank you so much. And here we go, folks. We have such a special show today, and I'm so excited to welcome Justin Crane to the show. We're talking about mortgages. We're talking about real estate, whether you're thinking of buying a home, selling a home, investing in real estate, or mortgage finance. This is your number one live call-in radio show. If you have questions for Justin, he's a financial planner, a money strategist, and an author. We're going to talk about all that right now and more. And if you have questions, give us a call at 1-800-222-5222. We'd love to hear from you. And Justin would love to answer your questions live on the air. Let me introduce my co-hosts from TBG Homes in Calabasas and Keller Williams. We got Goldie Vidani. Goldie, welcome and welcome back to the show.
Good morning.
We got people outside clapping for you.
Yeah, it's the women that are marching.
They're not clapping for you. they're worried about something else. And we got Ramey on the line from Movement Mortgage. Ramey is not marching anywhere.
No, I'm not. But I'm happy to be here.
That's right. She's happy to be here. We do have a new president, folks. You guys watched the inauguration last night?
We did, and I was not very thrilled.
Why not?
Well, you know, I have to say, I understand that Trump is prides himself on being more of a doer. Right.
Yes.
And he's not really like the inspirational type of president. But I was hoping to hear something a little bit more inspirational. At least he has speechwriters or people who would maybe tell him to do that. And something that would maybe sound like a little bit more of a message of unification. I didn't really hear that. But here's the thing. You know, I'm a feminist. I'm also an immigrant. So it like irks every bone in my body that he's here. But I'm also a patriot. Right?
I love
it, Goldie. So I'm really giving him the benefit of the doubt. And every time I tell myself, you know, maybe it's going to get better, maybe it's going to get better, I'm just waiting. We'll see.
I'm getting you a Trump shirt for the next show.
Okay.
It's going to say, Goldie loves Trump.
I actually thought his speech was one of his best moments as far as standing in front of the camera and speaking to America. I thought he was much better here than anywhere he had ever been. And I saw a lot, when I was watching, a lot of bipartisan interaction going on, which was made me happy, you know?
Yeah, I felt like he was poised. So if that's what you mean, then yeah. I mean, he wasn't like sort of, you know, he was a little bit more poised than usual. I just was hoping that the message was, it sounded a very dark, the message, and depressing and
I was excited.
You were?
Of course.
Yeah, okay.
I'm always excited when I see Trump.
Okay.
Yes. Justin, you missed the last year. So on a 2-3 vote, we predicted the election here on the Real Estate Zone.
Did?
We did.
Nice.
Yes, Ramey and I did. Goldie was going the other way, but that's all right. We got it. It's all good. It's all good. Well, let's talk to Justin, guys. Enough about the election. We're good. We got Trump in the house. We're excited. We're excited. But here we go. Let's talk to Justin. So, Justin, I'm so excited to have you here. Financial planner, money strategist. I love the questions on your website. So thank you, first of all, so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
We appreciate it. And there's some great questions on your website, but I would love for you to tell our listeners what it is you do, how it relates to real estate, and how you can help the people listening on the show, because I think what you do is awesome.
Sure. Well, I've been called a financial manager, a financial strategist, and a financial planner. I guess I wear three hats. So
yes.
I'm a certified financial planner, and I manage money for, you know, people and all that kind of stuff. And I also have a second business where I teach business owners how to be smart with their money so they could work towards financial independence. And I think, you know, I love real estate. Who doesn't love real estate? There's so many things we can talk about today. And I'm psyched to be here.
Awesome. I love it. Well, I got to tell you, I want to kick things off by just asking you some of the questions on your website because I think they're great. I mean, check out these questions. Look, how can I create a spending and saving plan that I can actually stick to? There should be a brackets there that says, especially when you're married and you have kids, right? And how do I keep my money? I mean, I love that question. Where does all my money go? How do I set myself up on a savings plan? And a lot of the people listening to the show, because we are talking real estate, are thinking of buying a home, or maybe they're thinking of trading up into a larger home. We have a lot of people listening to the show that are potentially first-time home buyers. So what would you say to all of those people? How do they start saving and planning for that home purchase or the home move?
Okay, so you can go onto Google. You can research spending and saving till the cows go home. And I'm sure everyone here has heard of that acronym, SMART goals. Like, you have to set SMART goals, like specific, measurable, actionable. I even forget what the R is, but T is timely. Maybe R is realistic. But the bottom line is, and that's all great and, you know, whatever on that, in my opinion. But the goal has to be meaningful for you. If it doesn't give you goosebumps and light you up and give you that OMG, like, I want to make it happen, you're not going to be motivated to do the stuff that we're going to talk about today. So if you're thinking about buying a house, just close your eyes and imagine, is it a one-story house? Is it two stories? Are you grilling in the backyard? What are you grilling? Chicken? You know, steak? Tri-tip? How are you feeling? Are you having a glass of wine? Does it light you up? Get in that space. Get some meaning. And make it mean something to you. And if it really does, you're going to be motivated to make it happen.
Well, I like this game. We should play this. Yeah, this is good.
For sure.
Yeah, start thinking of, well, but it's true. Like, if you really start picturing yourself and believing that you're doing that, then it's going to want to make you do what you do. We talk about that in business all the time, right?
Yes.
I mean, it makes a lot of sense.
So everyone here has heard of pay yourself first. And we all know that. But are we really paying ourselves first? Well, we'll pay ourselves first if we imagine the feeling of buying that first home, of seeing your kid, you know, run to you and having people over for dinner, entertaining, whatever it is, building equity for your future. If you are motivated and you can feel that feeling of doing it, you're going to be so much more wired to pay yourself first. I mean, that's really the way that you got to get ahead is you have to pay yourself first.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit, because I know that a lot of the advice you give is to entrepreneurs and to business owners.
Yes.
And a lot of times, I mean, I'll tell you from personal experience, it's like if you have a company, you got to make sure you pay your employees. You got to make sure you pay all the stuff you have. And then a lot of people will pay themselves at the end. And you're saying do the opposite, right?
Yeah. I mean, if you think about it, if you're a business owner and you want to go buy a house, buy an investment property, most of the time you're not going to buy it through your business. So you got to get the money out of your business into a personal bank account, and then you can create an LLC or whatever entity it is, and then you go buy something if it's an investment property. If it's just a house, you buy it in your name. So if you're running a business, you have to take the money out of your business. So how do you do that? The first thing is you have to, like, literally take the profit. You have to take a certain percentage. I think just 10 to 15% off the top immediately. So when you're bringing in money, you do sales, commissions, whatever, you just pay yourself 10% and you put it off to the side and then you go from there.
And one of the things I like that you write here is that to kind of create that on autopilot, do it automatically, because it seems like anytime you have to think about it or do it manually, you're much more likely not to do it, I guess.
Yes. But as business owners, we don't get paid. It's not like we work in Walmart and we get paid twice a week and we know exactly what we're going to make. So it gets back to the commitment of why do you want to buy the house? And if you're really committed, you'll peel 10% off of what you make and put it off to the side.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. And I think you take a very unique approach to financial planning, financial management, because there's a lot of different ways to do it. But I'd love for you to tell our listeners kind of your unique methods, your unique approach, in addition to what you've already said, which I think is already unique.
Okay, so all of the financial gurus out there on Wall Street tell you to save so that you can live the life you want to when you're 85. Like, I don't know about you guys. Like, are you into that?
No. I want that next year, not 85.
Yeah, I want it now.
So,
what do you mean?
So how many people out there are like, don't get the cup of coffee? Like, you could save that $5 that you save, you know, blah, blah, blah. Can I just call BS on that? Because I think, you know what? You have to get the cup of coffee. You got to get the shoes. You got to, you know, get a massage. Why? Because you're going to be happier along the way. You're going to be more productive. And you're going to, here's the kicker, make more money when you're happier.
Yes.
Then you take that money. You can split it in half. You can put half for retirement or for real estate. And you can put half for those expenses.
I really agree with what you're saying. Because, I mean, life is too short and you have to live now. If we're all constantly preparing for when we're elderly, then what's the point? You have to enjoy your life now. Absolutely. I completely agree. So then, systematically, how would you put that money aside?
Okay, so think about this. Number one, what I'm basically saying is don't cancel Netflix, right? Like, don't cancel Netflix.
Right.
You can still get your nails done and go on a guy's trip to Vegas. So how do you do that? What you do is you first have to get in your mindset of making more money. So what's the relationship in your head with your story about money? Do you feel like you know, is money the root of all evil? Are you cool making more money? How are you going to do that? What's your belief? You know, are you afraid of success? So if you're a business owner, that's a whole nother conversation. And if you're an employee, you need to think of it as like human capital. Like, what can I do to use my strengths to get ahead in life, to get ahead where I work? So when you're making more money, you basically take a part of that and you can basically keep your lifestyle the same and then take that part and put it in a separate account and use that for a real estate investment.
Yeah, I mean, that makes perfect sense. What you're saying makes perfect sense. We were talking last week on the show about the millennial generation and that the average income, although I'm not sure that this applies to California, but nationwide, that the average income for the millennial generation is about $40,000 a year. So what would you say to that person who's making $40,000 a year? Of course, yeah, their mindset has to be a bigger one, you know, and I certainly agree with that. But on a day-to-day basis, what can that person do to put money aside if they want to invest in a home? Because we're seeing with the millennials that there's an increase in rent, and they're not buying because they really can't afford it. And the mentality isn't really there either. I mean, they're not really wanting to buy right now. So how can we change that?
That's a great question. By the way, guys, Justin, we're going to have you answer that question in just a second right after we take a quick break. I love that question. Justin's here hanging out with us, Justin Crane. And as he said, financial manager, financial planner, money strategist, author, wearing all the different hats. So we're going to take a quick break. If you want to ask Justin a question, call us 1-800-222-5222. That's 800-ABC-KBC. We're going to take a break here on the Real Estate Zone live on Talk Radio 790 KBC. We'll be right back.
Let's get it in gear.
The drive home.
Rudy Giuliani has gotten really creepy to me. Not that I was a huge fan before, but he's just so creepy. Ugh. I do not like him at all. Right up there with Newt Gingrich for me.
Sometimes there's no rhyme or reason as to who you like and who you hate.
Me?
Yeah.
I'll agree with that.
I always feel like Lewis is kind of living on the line sometimes.
God, is it obvious?
The Drive Home with Jillian Barber and John Phillips.
Weekdays 3 to 6
on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you could see, touch, and hold it in person in the form of physical gold and silver coins? With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually see them. Getting started is absolutely free, so call now, 855-858-5807. Call toll free, 855-858-5807 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Lightning.
Hey, bud, Joe Pal Lightning. I was just hanging out in the old Cloudaroo here. Thought I'd give you a call. I hope you're still not sore about that time I deep-fried your big-screen TV with that bolt. Yeah, I've been meaning to pay you back for that one, for sure. A little short on cash at the moment, but any day now. Yep. Well, anywho, talk later.
Lightning won't pay for the damage it causes. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-324-0629 and use promo code KABC. That's 800-324-0629. Or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code KABC.
Give us your 2 cents without spending a dime. Call toll-free at 800-ABC-KABC. That's 800-222-5222.
You're listening to The Real Estate Zone with Danny Batsalkin, the place to get live, expert advice on real estate finance, and real estate investments. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-ABC-KABC. That's 800-222-5222.
Here we go. We're back on the Real Estate Zone live on Talk Radio 790 KBC. This is your number one live call-in show. Whether you're thinking of buying a home, selling a home, trading up into that larger home you've always wanted, investing in real estate or mortgage finance, this is the place to go. Give us a call, 1-800-222-5222. Special show today with our guest, Justin Crane, author, financial planner, and money strategist. We're so excited to have you on the show today, Justin. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Awesome content. So on my right, we have Goli Vadani with TBG Homes in Calabasas, selling homes to the stars and to celebrities and everyone else.
Everyone else. Good morning, guys. So happy to have Justin here. So much good information.
Yeah, this is great. And on the lines, we got Ramey Michke from Movement Mortgage out in Virginia, but she's got an awesome team of specialists at Movement here in Los Angeles ready and standing by to talk to you. So, Justin, what I realized right before the break is that we didn't get a chance to have you let people know how they can get in touch with you. So if someone's listening to the show and they want to talk to you, they want to get your advice and maybe start that savings plan so they can barbecue and grill that steak in the backyard while they're smoking their cigar, how do they get in touch with you?
Just go to cashflowgift.com.
I love that. Great website.
Cashflowgift.com.
Nice. How'd you get that domain?
Smart. You know, it's about messaging. It's about easy. Hey, you're listening on the radio. It's one word, cashflowgift.com.
I love that. Cashflowgift.com. You can also call us, of course, at 1-800-222-5222. That's 800-222-5222. Justin, we got a question for you from Sean in Sherman Oaks. Sean, good morning, and thanks for calling into the Real Estate Zone.
Good morning. How you doing?
Fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing well. I just had a couple of questions regarding my next move and in terms of investing in real estate. I own a couple properties right now, and I have some money saved up. And, you know, I've heard a lot about, you know, the real estate market now being kind of maybe in a bubble or something. And just not sure what my next move should be or whether it would make sense for me to get into another property, or should I just hang on until, you know, I have more information in terms of what the market's going to do?
What a great question, right in line with what we were talking about. So really, Sean, the question is for our listeners, you own some property and you're thinking whether you should buy now or wait because the market might be in a bubble. By the way, are you talking about investment property or principal residence?
Probably principal residence because I'm actually renting right now, and I'm renting out the other two properties because I want to be closer to my work. But I may actually decide that I want to, you know, move into this place. So
great. Well, great question. You know, we're going to have Justin jump right in on that because that's right up his alley on the investment side and the personal residence side. Justin, take it away.
So you're going to cap my answer at about 15 minutes? All right. So here's the deal. Number one, Sean, this is a great question. So I listened to what you said, and you said, I'm going to wait until I have a little bit more information about what the market's going to do. So let's get into the money psychology of that. Number one, you're never going to have more information about what the markets are going to do. No one knows where the markets are going. They might have a view, but no one really knows. Mm-hmm. So it's not like once you have that information. So I say, put that aside. That's number one. Number two, okay, the best time to invest in real estate, especially for a house, with where rates are right now, is now. Rates are crazy low. When you tie up your money in a mortgage and you have a 30-year fixed at 4%, 3.5%, you're done. That payment is not going to go up. And even if you buy at the peak and you keep your home for 30 years, who cares? You're building equity.
That wasn't 15 minutes.
I could go. Don't even get me started, Danny.
Yeah, I completely agree, Sean. And also, I mean, if you look at the real estate market right now, you know, there's a tendency to be a 7 to 10 year cycle, right? So if you look at hanging on to that property for another 7 to 10 years, you'll always be in the green. You know, you won't be in the red. So if you just think about it that way, you'll be fine. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, if you're thinking of buying something and then you're thinking, I'm going to sell it maybe 2 years down the road, maybe you want to think about things a little bit differently. But I completely agree with Justin. I mean, if you're in it for the long haul, and the long haul doesn't have to be 30 years, 7 to 10 years, then you'll be okay.
Okay. Just a quick follow-up to that. Do you think we'll ever have a drop-off or a adjustment like we did in 2008? I mean, even if there is an adjustment, do you think it's going to be that severe ever?
No.
I mean, I know it's hard to see in the future, but
But that was kind of like a once-in-a-lifetime type of adjustment, right?
Yeah. So, see, the thing is, what happened in 2008 was there was a bubble because of the financial market, because lenders were giving money away like crazy, right? Mm-hmm. That's not happening anymore. It's a lot more difficult to – the lending requirements are a lot more difficult. So it's not necessarily – a bubble, and it's not going to crash. The market could slow down, of course, but see, we don't have a crystal ball and we don't know what can happen, but mm-hmm. but if you look at the events that led up to 2008, they're not the same events that are happening now, so I don't think that they'll be similar.
By the way, Sean, what I'll say is I think if you say ever, like if we fast forward, when people forget about it and they start doing the same stuff again, then I think that would happen again, but I don't foresee that anytime in the near future.
Right, right, yeah, because it was kind of a perfect storm. Like everything had to, you know, all the subprime, you know, loans and all that at the same time, you know, and mortgage-backed securities, all those things all happening at the same time. And, you know, just everything just fell through.
Exactly. Yeah, and I think what Goalie's saying, and I completely agree with, is that I don't see that happening now because it's not the same same conditions in the market. So that's for sure. Yeah. By the way, Ramey, who's on the line at Movement Mortgage, I mean, Movement kind of started out of that craziness. And so I know that they, you know, their kind of vision is they love people. And so they're doing things to help people and help the communities. And I know that those types of lending practices aren't something that Movement would do. But Ramey, I think that'd be something great for you to also help us out on is, do you see that happening in the mortgage market anytime soon?
I don't. I think all of you guys have summed this up perfectly in that lending today is extremely different than it was in 2008. You know, the strategies that we use when we underwrite files, the fact that you actually have to have the ability to repay the loan, and we have to document all that in our package when we sell it on the secondary market, you know, we're a lot more responsible now. I don't want to say we were intentionally irresponsible back then, but I think things just kind of got a little too crazy back then, and we've learned. So we've progressed, and now it's responsible lending. And I don't see ever really a crash like we saw in 2008.
Beautiful. Well, Sean, thank you so much for calling in. We'd love to talk to you a little bit more and help you out on that purchase if you need some assistance there. If I can give you our hotline number outside of the show, you could talk to one of our professionals here at TBG and Keller Williams.
Sounds great. Thanks very much, guys.
You got it. And that number, just real quick, is 800-358-7563. That's our hotline number. Thanks so much for calling in. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks.
Thanks. Justin, right up our alley, right? That's what we were talking about at the break, that this is kind of the question. I have a follow-up to that for you, which is you mentioned in your answer about a 30-year fixed. Now, we talk a lot about adjustables and shorter mortgages and stuff like that. In your view, when you're advising people, when would you advise someone to take like a 5-year ARM or a 7-year ARM versus a 30-year fixed?
Almost never, really, because I think if you're want to get in on a starter home, yeah, you can get a 5-year ARM and get into a payment that's way more affordable. But I can't tell you how many people started with a 5 or a 10-year ARM and then realized, oh my God, had I got a 30-year fixed, I could have kept that house as a rental, bought another house, and then I would have been done and locked in at a 30-year fixed with a rate of 3 or 4%. Then you could keep that home as a rental. Your mortgage payment doesn't go up. You bring in a renter, and they're basically paying your mortgage. It just gives you the option of doing that if you want to. And then we don't know what's going to happen with rates. And I think the difference in payment, you know, is yes, it's, you know, hundreds of dollars. But I think if you want to sleep at night, 30-year fixed, you're done.
Ramey, your thoughts on that? We talk about that a lot, and this is, I think, a great topic for our listeners, too. What kind of loan should you get if you are buying a property or or trading up into a bigger home? Ramey, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I think this is actually a really healthy discussion that we're going to have right now. There are times where you can get a 5-1, a 7-1, or a 10-1. It has its moments where it is an appropriate product. Kind of depends, you know, when you look at yourself and your financial strategy, are you the aggressive person or are you super conservative, right? And there are people who are okay being aggressive because they're going to stay in touch with the market and they're of that mindset where they keep an eye on on what's happening with the 10-year bonds. And especially if you're an investor trying to maximize your cash flow on your tax returns, there is a place for that, those ARM products. They do benefit certain customers. The average buyer out there is typically looking for their primary residence, in which case I 100% agree 30-year fixes is the natural way to go. And it's the most conservative. You know what your payment is and you can live accordingly. But there are also people who, you know, they don't have set salaries and they like to only be committed to the lowest payment possible on a monthly basis and can throw more at their mortgage if they want to. So it's really, you need to have that dialogue with your lender as well as your financial planner and come up with a scenario that really suits you and your personal situation.
And by the way, guys, that's why I always say you need a team of all-stars in your corner. You got to assemble that team. Part of that is your real estate broker, your mortgage lender, and also your financial planner. When you have people like that that you can rely on, you can come to for advice, then you don't have to be the expert in all that stuff. So good stuff. Justin, thank you so much for all your input here. We're gonna take a quick break. When we come back, more with Justin Crane, financial planner, money strategist, more with Goalie, more with Ramey, and the segment that we all wait for, celebrity and luxury real estate. And does Goalie have a doozy of a story for you today?
I sure do.
You do not want to go anywhere. So stick around. The Real Estate Zone live on Talk Radio 790 KBC. We'll be right back.
Cars, trucks, motorcycles. If it's got a motor, we've got your man. If there was ever a time you needed an automotive expert like Leon Kaplan at your side, it's now. The Motor Man. Sunday mornings at 8 on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Finally, a program designed for the home seller, not the realtor. Flexible fees, no upfront costs, cancel anytime. Hi, I'm Danny Batsalkin with TBG Homes and Keller Williams Realty and host of the Real Estate Zone radio show right here on Talk Radio 790 KBC on Saturday mornings. With our hassle-free listing system, you can even sell your home yourself while it's listed and pay nothing. And if you're not happy, fire me. Mind you, I think you'll be happy because our average time for selling a house is 31 days faster than the market average, and most of them sell for full price or more. I'm not bragging. I'm applying for a job. I want to be your realtor. Fact, my team and I help over 19 times as many home sellers than the average agent in Southern California. For a free, no obligation information packet, call anytime, 1-800-358-7563. That's 800-358-7563, 1-800-358-7563, or visit SoCalHassleFreeListing.com. That's SoCalHassleFreeListing.com. For over 11 years, we've offered the right to cancel, flexible fees, and no upfront costs. Give us a call at 1-800-358-7563, 1-800-358-7563, 800-358-7563, or visit SoCalHassleFreeListing.com.
This is Danny Batsalkin with TBG Homes at Keller Williams Realty, California BRE number 014-21366.
Attention investors, your IRA or 401k may be at risk again. The stock market crash of 2008 wiped out as much as 50% of IRA and 401k accounts. Can you afford to lose again when the next crash comes? What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you could see, touch, and hold it in your hands? With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer a portion of your retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-222-4991 and receive a free gold and silver IRA guide. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% five-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-222-4991. That's 855-222-4991. Again, 855-222-4991.
News.
Talk.
Evolve. 790 KABC.
You're listening to The Real Estate Zone with Danny Batsalkin, the place to get live, expert advice on real estate finance, and real estate investments. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-ABC-KABC. That's 800-222-5222.
Here we go, the real- Real Estate Zone. We are back, and we are live on Talk Radio 790 KABC. I'm your host, Danny Batsalkin, with TBG Homes at Keller Williams. We got Goli Vidani, feminist, and TBG Homes in Calabasas. Sorry, I had to throw it in there.
I'm going to add that to my signature line on my email.
And we have author, money strategist, financial planner Justin Crane with us here all day today. Justin, thanks so much for being here. This has been truly awesome. Great
advice. Yeah, we're rocking it out.
We really are rocking. We got Ramey on the lines with Movement Mortgage. Ramey, good morning and welcome back to the show.
Thanks, guys.
Great questions from our listeners today. If you got more questions, give us a call, 1-800-222-5222. I know that everyone can't wait to hear about celebrity and luxury real estate today. But first, Justin, I'd love for you to wrap it up for our listeners and let them know, first of all, of course, how they can get in touch with you. But just some parting words of advice from an author and a financial strategist.
Yeah. Number one, let me just answer Goli's question about the millennials, right? How do you get ahead? How do you save for a house? So many of us are wired to save money in our 401k. And if you're making 40, 50, 60 grand, like, how are you going to put money in a 401k and save for a house? What I say, I'm going to bust a myth right now. Don't do the 401k, or do the amount that you can get so you can qualify for the match from your employer. Literally, just don't do it. Take that money, put it in cash, and save up for a house.
I love that. We're all about being unconventional, bucking the trends here on the show. So I love that advice.
Yeah, and you'll ultimately build wealth that way through principal down payment and then, you know, paying your mortgage over time. So you'll build equity. Don't worry. Number two, how do you find me? Go to cashflowgift.com. And then number three, I think you really have to, in terms of real estate and your money and your financial life, it's not just return on investment. It's return on life. Think about what real estate can do for your life, what your money can do for you, for your life. And it's so much easier to make decisions when they're aligned with what your values are and what your goals are.
Justin, I completely agree. By the way, I forgot to mention earlier, but you know, my wife and I, that's what we did, is we bought our first house. And then when we moved, we kept it as a rental. And it's fantastic. You know, it's passive income. We're building equity in it. So really is a great way to go. I love that advice.
Yeah, I forgot to send you the rental payment, but I'll send it to you soon.
Yeah, perfect. Sounds good. All right, guys. Well, Justin's been awesome. Again, that's cashflowgift.com. Check him out online. Is that the name of the book also?
No, the name of my book is called Money, You Got This.
I love that. Money, You Got This. And where is that available? How
Amazon.
Do people find it?
Amazon. Just type in Money, You Got This.
All right. We'll post it into our Facebook on the show. So look us up on Real Estate Zone Radio on Facebook or go to my personal page. We'll post that in. We'll also post links to Justin and all that good stuff. So, you guys, I have been so excited all week because I can't wait for Goli to talk to us about celebrity and luxury real estate. It's what we've been waiting for. Goli, take it away.
Oh boy, do I have a story for this week. So just hit the market this week, a home in Bel Air for $250 million.
Wait, so, what? How much?
$250 million. Yes. According to its own website, it's the highest price home ever in the nation. So this home was built by a gentleman named Bruce Mikowski, and he designs spec homes, and he's also the guy who built the remember the Minecraft house that everybody was talking about a couple years ago, right? And Jay-Z and Beyonce were bidding against this house, and the Minecraft guy bought it, but he bought it for $70 million. It was listed a little bit under that, and there was an overbid, and he bought it for $70 million. Well, this one is $250
million. A $70 million one sounds like a steal now.
So, yeah, really. It does, right? Well, it's in one of the most expensive neighborhoods in L.A., in Bel Air, and it's unlike any house you've ever seen. I'm going to post the pictures on Facebook a little bit later so you guys can see exactly what it looks like. It comes outfitted, completely furnished, and not just like your basic furniture. I mean, there's
I didn't think he put basic furniture in there.
There's like Hermes furniture in there, and there's an actual helicopter.
Airwolf.
An Airwolf helicopter that sits on like this lawn outside the house, and it's not functional, but it's there to like take in the views, and that's just one of the few like incredible.
You know from
things.
The 80s show? Airwolf? Yeah. Remember Airwolf?
Yeah, so the house has 12 bedrooms, two of which are like VIP master bedrooms, 10 oversized suites, 21 bathrooms, 3 separate and fully equipped kitchens, and 5 bars.
Well, okay. I like this description. So 2 of the bedrooms are VIP and the other 10 are just like run-of-the-mill bedrooms.
For the riffraff.
Yeah, that's right.
I think it's like, I'm pretty sure each room is spectacular. But anyways, this was built by Makowski, and he started doing developments in Los Angeles just a few years ago, and he actually made his money, came into the business via fashion and cable television, and eventually sold his company for $330 million to a Hong Kong-based company, and decided he wanted to have fun and build spec homes, and that's what he's doing now.
I read about this guy. You know, the interesting thing I've thought was when he built the $70 million house, everyone called him nuts. Like, everyone was like, it's never going to sell. Like, that's the dumbest thing, and it sold with multiple bidders. And now with this one, I think it's the same thing. Like, everyone's like, oh, what are you doing? But hey.
Yeah, but it could, there could be a market for this house. But, you know, this house, if I look at price per square foot, it's priced at $6,500 a square foot, right?
Oh, my God.
You know, the going rate in Bel Air is maybe, like, for a real luxury, like, 2,000 a square foot. I've even seen 3,000 a square foot. So for them to get $250 million is going to be insane. But let's talk about this. The house is 38,000 square feet.
Wow.
Okay? It's 38,000 square feet. It has $30 million worth of cars that is going to come with the home.
$30 million worth of cars?
Oh, yes. So the house is really only $220 then, if you think about it.
It's got over 200 pieces of fine art, okay? And when they say fine art, they don't really tell you, you know, what it is. I mean, there's no Monets in there, but pretty great art. It's situated on a hill with, like, 270-degree views, and it's absolutely spectacular. It's got a candy room. There's a room that is just candy.
It's like a wall of candy, like at the M&M store. You know, you have.
That's exactly what it looks like. There's a 4-lane bowling alley.
Yeah. Maxim is in for the candy, by the way. My kids really. I showed them the picture of the candy last night. They're really in for that.
Did you think they were gonna say no? They're like, no, I won't take that house.
And glass foosball tables. Like, all glass.
What about swimming pools? How many pools does it have?
It only talks about one swimming pool that it's about 38 feet wide, which is huge.
But it has a. Did you see the screen that comes up from the swimming pool? So it's got like an infinity pool.
Yeah.
And then on the other side of the infinity pool, there's a huge screen that comes up out of the ground. So you could sit on this side of the pool and do, like, a nighttime movie viewing.
Yeah, and it also, of course, has a movie theater in there. And then there's gorgeous lounge that is cut off by, like, velvet ropes. So it sort of makes you feel like you're in a swanky, like, L.A. club.
If you're staying in one of the VIP bedrooms, you can make your way in there.
Exactly.
By one of the three kitchens.
That's right.
There's also a spa room. The list just keeps going on and on and on. It's spectacular.
So, Justin, on this house, 30-year fixed for sure?
Cash. No loan. Cash.
Yeah.
Wait, on this house is a 5-1 arm okay, Raimi?
Oh,
what do you think?
Oh, my God.
I think someone could manage the finances.
This is awesome, you guys. So here's our listeners. If you're listening to the show right now, here's what I want you to know, that if you're interested in this house and you have the funds to buy it, Goalie is setting up private tours for buyers.
Call me now.
Call us at 1-800-222-5222. We will show you the house. And if you are interested in buying it, we got to see proof of funds first.
That's good. Maybe Beyonce and Jay-Z will pick up this house this time.
If they're listening to the show, we can show it to you. We could sell it to you. We're all over it. Good stuff, Goalie. Man, what a story and what a house. I'm really excited to see what that house sells for. Really excited.
Yeah, it won't go for the full $250 million, but I'm guessing somewhere in the range of $180 to $215.
All right, we're going to see. We're going to see if you're right, Goalie. Yeah. I love it. Well, guys, this has been such an amazing show. Justin, thank you so much for being here. One more time, cashflowgift.com.
Yep.
And the name of the book?
Money, You Got This.
Money, You Got This. Raimi, as always, thanks for being on the show and calling in from Virginia. You got people standing by here in Los Angeles ready to take loan applications.
Sure do.
All right, awesome. And for my amazing co-host, for Justin Crane, I am your host, Danny Betzalkin, with TBG Homes at Keller Williams. Again, remember, folks, if you're thinking of buying a home, selling a home, investing in real estate or mortgage finance, we are your team of real estate all-stars. Give us a call at 1-800-358-7563. That is the hotline. Or check us out on Facebook. Everyone have a great week. Talk to you soon.
Danny Batsalkin, Keller Williams, Beverly Hills, California BRE license number 01421366. Remy Michke, Movement Mortgage, NMLS ID 338798. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing opportunity, NMLS ID 39179. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. You're here with me. I'd much